on page 1174 or thereabouts. 1174, Ephesians chapter 2. And we'll start from verse 1. Ephesians 2, verse 1. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived amongst them at one time, gratifying the cravings of the flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace you've been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you've been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we're God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus, to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. This is the word of the Lord. One of Joshua's favourite things to do at the moment. Sorry, Joshua, I haven't asked you if I can say this, but everyone knows. Well, they were about to. One of Joshua's favourite things to do at the moment is look at maps. We're into maps, aren't we, right now? Absolutely into maps. And we were looking at a map earlier on today, it was a map of Sussex and a particular village in Sussex called Ditchling. Has anybody been to Ditchling? At the back, yes.
I have.
Ah, over here as well, yes. You'll have been to Ditchling, yes.
I lived on Ditchling Road.
You lived on Ditchling Road, there we go. Mim, you used to live on Ditchling Road. Now, Ditchling was one of the places that we used to love going as when I was a child. My brother and I would go to Ditchling with my dad usually driving. Mum didn't like driving in Ditchling. We'll get to that in a minute. But Ditchling is a pretty village that looks like everything is absolutely just right. It's on the crossroads of two B roads at the foot of the South Downs. In the winter, it's absolutely brilliant for sledging because you've got this long north-facing hill, which is with a hedge at the bottom, which is just far enough to usually stop on your sledge before you get to it, usually. And Ditchling is brilliant. And one of the things I loved about Ditchling was watching my dad try to drive up Ditchling Beacon, which is the highest point of the South Downs. Now, you know what I'm going to say, don't you, Mim? Ditchling Beacon, Ditchling Road goes up Ditchling Beacon, and it has hairpin bends in it. A hairpin bend, for those anybody who doesn't know, it's where you're going up a hill, and it's so the hill is so steep that the road can't go straight up. It has to go that way and then turn right around on itself and go that way and then turn right around on itself again and go that way and so on. And I loved those hairpin bends, and I loved it even more when a car was coming the other way and Dad had to kind of do a strange maneuver and hopefully keep the old Vauxhall Cavalier from sliding down backwards or even worse, sideways. But those hairpin bends were absolutely brilliant. I loved them. And our passage today has an enormous hairpin bend in it. And the hairpin bends in the Bible are even better than the hairpin bends on Ditchling Beacon. I wonder if you spotted where the hairpin bend is in our passage. It's there at the beginning of verse 4, isn't it? But because of his great love for us, God... Now, Hairpin bends mark the change in direction from going one way to another, doesn't it? So where were we in God, in view of God before the hairpin bend of our passage? Let's start from verse 1. As for you, you were, where were we? We were dead in our transgressions and sins. Transgressions and sins, pretty much the same sort of thing, but Paul wants to make it really, really clear that we'd done wrong things and we'd had wrong attitudes. That we were dead in our transgressions and our sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air. Paul is almost certainly talking about the devil at that point, the ruler of the kingdom of the air. We followed the wrong way, didn't we? We used to live in the way of the world. We used to live following the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the physical stuff. We used to do whatever we wanted. We used to please ourselves, go wherever we liked, ignoring God completely. And what did that do to us? It took us away from God, didn't it, completely. We're still on the wrong direction of this hairpin bend. All of us, so Paul is talking about you, Gentiles, all of us, Jews, this is everybody, Jews and Gentiles, all of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following the desires of our thoughts, doing whatever came into our minds, whatever felt good. It's funny, isn't it? Because often we, before we were Christians, we would do what we thought was right. But we would do what we thought was right. Whatever we thought was right. And it may well have been the right thing to have done at the time, but what took us in that direction? It was our own thoughts, wasn't it? Not a love for God, not a desire to do God's will, but whatever we thought was the right thing. Now, God, in his kindness, hasn't made anybody as evil as they could be. So in what's called common grace, quite often, before we were Christians, we did do the right things, the good things. But the attitude was still wrong, wasn't it? Because we were doing what we thought was good. Just happened to line up with what was good. And we're under God's judgment, weren't we? We were headed for God's judgment. And that was the direction we were traveling. Verse 4, we get to our hairpin bend. We do 180. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive in Christ. We had been deserving of God's wrath, but God has spun us round and sent us off in the other direction, taking us along the right path, taking us in a way that will lead to everlasting life with him. Because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, we deserved God's wrath, didn't we? Mercy is when God does not give us those things that we deserve. God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. This is such good news, isn't it? This is absolutely brilliant news. There we were, headed for God's wrath, and we did the 180 because of God. He turned us round and sent us off in the right direction, taking us into new life. He made us alive with Christ even when we'd been dead in our transgressions. It is by grace that you have been saved. Absolutely nothing to do with us. Absolutely everything to do with God's work. Picking us up and sending us in the opposite direction. This is obviously totally basic gospel news. But we can't dwell on this for long enough, can we? That there we were, displeasing God. There we were, heading in absolutely the wrong way. Our actions and our thoughts, our priorities, our love was for the wrong things. And God got hold of us and sent us towards himself. It is by grace that we've been saved. This is good news. This is news that is absolutely destiny changing for all of us who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Did you know that you are seated in the heavenly realms with Christ Jesus? That he has brought you into heaven with himself, spiritually speaking. And one day, our physical experience will catch up. God's grace is just the most wonderful thing, isn't it? His mercy that he's shown towards us is just the best thing. We absolutely rightly deserved God's punishment, God's wrath, to come down hard on us. And Jesus took it upon himself. The man of sorrows, the one who chose to give up his life for us, that we can be turned around and go in exactly the opposite direction. And instead of facing God's wrath, we're headed for glory with him. Not because of anything we've done. In fact, quite the opposite. Despite everything we've done. And one day, we will see Jesus face to face in those heavenly realms. And he'll say, "Welcome home. This is the place I prepared for you. You are headed to hell, but I brought you here." Let me pray. Father, thank you so much for your kindness to us. Thank you for this hairpin bend change in our eternal destiny that you have won for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross to take your Father's wrath, that we can receive his mercy instead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.